With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. A bipartisan bill that is aimed at reforming the ag labor program across the country was introduced recently in the U.S. House by two representatives, California Democrat Zoe Lofgren and Sunnyside Republican Dan Newhouse.
I just came from a press conference here in the Agriculture Committee hearing room where myself, Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren, and several other members of Congress introduced what we're calling the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, which takes a big step in reforming the agricultural labor laws of our country, particularly as it relates to the H-2A program.
Newhouse says it's been an effort that's seen plenty of work from both sides of the aisle.
And as I said, it's a bipartisan effort. There's been Republicans and Democrats. So this truly represents a piece of legislation that has parts of it that have been brought forward by both ag, the ag industry, as well as the employee community, by Republicans, by Democrats. It's a well-rounded, balanced approach to solving our agricultural workforce issues in the United States.
The bill would also make it easier for farmers to hire workers by simplifying the H-2A application process and increasing the availability of green cards and visas for year-round workers. Listen tomorrow for more. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Fruit Grower Report.